opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But obviously the big news, and when we talked about Ohio State there, for a second, it's still with the Browns and it's still Quinshon Judkins after yesterday when, you know, we read it on the air. We were the first ones to have the report that came out yesterday, at least on this station, that said, you know, what exactly had happened with Quinshon Judkins at the airport down in Florida. And Jeff, I mean, we've had a little bit more time to kind of digest this. And I heard Mike Florio on a little bit earlier with the morning show guys talking about, you know, the situation with Judkins. And again, I'll go back to what I said yesterday. Guilty, innocent in the court of law doesn't matter. The NFL is going to put him on the sidelines here for a while. I don't. You've had a little time to think about this story. What are your thoughts?
If the police report is accurate and, you know, the story is accurate and all that stuff, well, he deserves to be suspended. If it's all accurate.
Yep.
And so that should be taken care of by the NFL. And they'll do their own investigation. They always do. They'll check everything out. But if he did what he's accused of doing in the police report, he should be suspended.
Yes.
There's no place for that. That's
again,
ridiculous.
The police report at this point, though, is what the police officer was told.
Exactly.
By the victim.
But he also said, yep, I still see the bruising and there are pictures of the bruising. So they'll do their own investigation. All I said was, if it's accurate, mm-hmm. he deserves to be suspended.
There are just so many different storylines on this thing.
The troubling thing is it continues to happen, not just to our organization, but in the National Football League and throughout our society. There's no place for that.
I had someone send me a text yesterday just talking about mental growth of any human once you hit like your early 20s, you know, your late teens, your early 20s, and how developed your brain fully is and trying to figure out what you're going to do in your life. It was kind of a deep conversation we were having. And so, like, why, you know, sometimes we'll say boys will be boys or teens, and I'm not saying that in this situation.
Well, this isn't just limited to your 20s.
No.
I mean, this is a problem in our society.
No, I think we all sometimes have that, especially young men growing up in this, and young women too, I'm sure, having the feeling of being, you know, indestructible and making decisions that I can't put my finger on the pulse of the thought process, but I also, you know, I wonder about when you put someone in the spotlight and you ask them at 17, 18 years old to play in front of 100,000 people and you're with NIL now, you're making more money than, you know, 95% of the country to go carry a football or to make a block. In college football now that, you know, you just kind of have to wonder, and again, free country, do whatever you want, make as much as you want, make as little as you want. But
money doesn't give you the right to hit people.
No, it doesn't. But we empower people through money most of the time and that we put, you know, people
a lot of
like
rich
this.
People aren't hitting people.
No, I agree. But we don't like... You don't know what happens when you don't know what's going on. My brother used to say this line to me all the time. You know, we drive by houses and I would be like, wow, look at that house. It's like a mansion or it's this or it's that. And My brother used to always look at me and he goes, you don't know if they have furniture on the inside. It might be empty. And I always thought about that because you never know what's going on with someone's life and money does not matter in that situation. And so not getting into the deeper conversation than this, than just other than I don't know that there's anything the NFL, what can the NFL do to try to not have these situations happen more? And since Ray Rice, if you look at the numbers in 2014, you know, these domestic violence cases have gone down. DUIs have gone down. A lot of the, you know, things that were front and center. Now, is everything going to the police? Are the police, you know, do they always deem everything worthy of prosecution or arrest or any of those things? I don't know how that plays out, but I think the NFL has tried a little to curtail these activities. What else can the NFL do?
Not much, other than suspend guys in an even bigger way.
I mean, they made a pretty clear statement, but it also looks like, and I said this yesterday after, you know, taking a look at the NFL rookie transition, that they put the onus on the teams rather than on the league. And I think they have 12 points that every team has to have. It's a point of emphasis towards rookie in their transition. And again, we talked about this the other day about how rookies, you know, used to come into the league and they would come to Cleveland. It wasn't that long ago. They would all gather here and they would go through the rookie symposium and they would talk about, you know, what's going to happen to you, what you're going through and what situations. I'm sure the pandemic had something to do with this too. But then what they did was they walked out of the situation saying that 55% of the newcomers to the league were undrafted. So they weren't going to that rookie symposium and they needed to learn somehow, some way. And so they felt that I think they felt better by empowering the teams to put these guys through a rookie transition program like we had the other day. I mean, right? That Sanders was in town when he got busted for speeding because they were still doing rookie transition stuff here in Cleveland. I don't know if should the onus be on the team, should the onus be on the league, should the onus be on the NFLPA?
Should the onus be on the parents before they ever get there?
Or guardian? Is it on the parent or is it at 18? Do we say to yourself, hey, man, you got to know better than to get yourself into trouble here? And it's not if he's guilty or innocent in this scenario. It's the league. And the league just doesn't want to put up with this stuff anymore. And they'll be like, okay, well, and as Florio said yesterday, you know, the league looks at it and they're like, okay, domestic violence, whether it's misdemeanor or felony, you know, we're looking at 6 games. That's where we start. That's where the platform begins on your suspension. And I'll just say this, that for a team that we were looking at getting to the football side of it, you know, we're talking about a team that is expected to win maybe 5 games this year. And every time, Jeff, you and I talk about the bright spots of this team, it was the thought of having 2 rookie running backs that should be able to contribute and could start going towards the future.
Maybe. It might happen. I would assume that he plays at some point this year. And we'll see how this all plays out. Again, if what is said in the police report turns out to be factual and the NFL finds it factual enough that they believe in it, there's no way that he's not getting suspended. And there's no way that he shouldn't be suspended. If it's all true, he deserves to be suspended for a good length of time. We'll see what the NFL does with that.
Do you think the league should wait for legal due process before they suspend people or they put them on paid leave, which was one of the big stories this morning when Florio was talking to the morning show about, you know, you put them on paid leave. And I thought Florio made a great point about how the players just want this over with. They just want to serve their suspension and they want to get back out on the field. And prosecution knows that so that they know that, you know, when it comes time for a settlement, that prosecution wants to drag it out as long as they can, because as long as they're dragging it out, the players aren't playing.
The NFL will do its own investigation on all of these things. If look at our court system,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna go ahead and wait for the courts to decide. You might be a while. That's a who knows how long that could be. If you're gonna wait for the court system, you might end up suspending guys for years. So I understand why players would want to get it over and done with, but you know, best way to do that is to not do it in the first place. Sorry, I just not not a big fan of domestic violence. I don't know anybody who is, actually.
No.
But it happens too frequently, and we need to be better as a society. I'm not blaming the NFL. We need to be better as a society.
Do you think, and especially here where we are right now, that, you know, we talked about one Ohio State player who just got buku bucks with the Jets in Garrett Wilson. And then, you know, in the same token, we're talking about two Ohio State players now that were second round picks by the Browns. And then, like, I wonder, you know, are the colleges.
It's not an Ohio State problem.
But here's the thing about Ohio State, Jeff, and having been around that program for, you know, for as long as I was down there and then, you know, seeing it from a distance, I think the Buckeyes take great pride in making sure that their players that are going to be playing professional, and this is for the last 20-some years, I mean, this goes back to Coop, that they want these guys to understand that what it feels like to be in the NFL. And, like, the media training alone that Ohio State football players get is, like, in some ways is probably better than some NFL teams in the way that they are, I don't want to say schooled, but educated in media and understanding what they're doing and understanding where they're going and moving forward. And, you know, there's so many success stories from Ohio State that it's interesting that when you go back and you look at the last 2 years, you've got two Ohio State Buckeyes who happen to be in Cleveland that have kind of gone sideways and tried to get, I don't know. You know, if Ohio State is willing to put the time in for, you know, classroom help and weight room help and good health, you know, and things like that, should they not be making sure that these guys are, you know, when they get out, representing the university until the end? I mean, they do it every week when, you know, you see the opening, it's the Ohio State, you're still representing Ohio State some way, some form. I don't know. I don't blame Ohio State, but I do know that, you know, if I was a Michigan fan, I'd be like, oh, nice job, Ohio State. Here we go again. I mean, and that's just the nature of college football, and that's the rivalry. And it's, the, you know, it's just a side piece to what's going on. I don't know. Is there a responsibility by the college? Is there a responsibility by the NFLPA? Is there a responsibility by the NFL? Ultimately, it's the responsibility of the player. And Judkins finds himself in a unique position right now that I'm sure he didn't think he was going
to
be in
two
or three weeks ago. And he was canceling. He was supposed to do a camp at Cleveland Heights, and that thing got canceled. And you think about all those kids that wanted to come see him and wanted to go to that camp. And then, you know, this thing goes there, and now all of a sudden you're not doing that either.
There's a lot of time for him to, you know, get his act together. But certainly he's... If things turn out to be as presented in the police report, he'll be missing time for the Browns this year.
All right, your thoughts as we sit here 24 hours after the fact. And I do want to play a couple of the clips from Mike Florio from earlier this morning, who spoke on the morning show, because he had a little bit more perspective on what this means, especially legally, and knowing that Mike's an attorney and he's has a good understanding of the law, too. So let's go back. Let's see how much more this Quinshon Judkins thing affects the Browns, and we'll talk more about that, especially with Mary-Kate Cabot. At 11 o'clock, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Just kind of continuing our coverage on Quinshon Judkins and what happened. And again, yesterday we had all the details of the police report and what the alleged victim said in the scenario. And, you know, as Jeff has laid it out, you know, that doesn't look good. I mean, it's not a good look. I mean,
if it's all legit and it turns out to be true,
it's just,
he deserves to be suspended.
Yeah. It's disappointing. So, earlier today, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk was on, with the morning show. And he talked about a couple of things, surrounding the story and where we're going with this thing. And, you know, again, like I said, the league doesn't care. Guilty, innocent. I don't think they don't, the circumstances that may have led to an altercation, where this is all, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's NFL player, NFL rookie, who should know to try to avoid situations like this. He's probably going to get suspended. So let's hear what, I mean, is there anybody in here that doesn't think he's getting suspended? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, let's wait and see exactly what.
I mean, if the NFL doesn't care if he's guilty or innocent, and does it make the NFL look bad?
No, I think the NFL they will do their own investigation, but let's see what they come up with. But I would assume, you know, and we're making assumptions based on the police report and pictures. It certainly sounds like they're going to find that something happened there that would lead to a suspension.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL looks bad. That's a fact. Whether he's guilty or innocent, that is a fact. And the NFL doesn't like that. And as an employee of the NFL, he's probably going to get suspended. But what did Florio say?
And one thing we've learned over the past 11 years, all the way back to the Ray Rice case, the NFL does not look kindly on allegations of players engaged in any form or fashion of domestic violence.
And Florio wrote the other day that the bar is six games, starts at six games.
Well, Ray Rice never played again. You know, he paid with the rest of his career, ended up marrying his girlfriend like 6 weeks later, but Ray didn't play again. Other guys have obviously been suspended and come back.
I also thought it was interesting. Florio went on to kind of, you know, he played out the story the way it's written in the police report about how she waited. And I do think there were a lot of people in the beginning of this thing saying, well, why'd she wait? Why'd she wait so long? Why was it 5 days or why would they do that? But I thought Florio did a good job of explaining that. And, you know, eventually she decided that she wanted to go to the authorities with it too. So Florio also speaking about paid leave and how that will affect the situation.
There is strategically a reason to get this done the moment you're put on paid leave. Because if you just let the legal system play out while you're on paid leave, you may miss the whole season. This thing could just linger and linger and linger. So that's how it could go for judges.
I mean, there's a civil part of this and then there's a criminal part of it. So, let's see. The other thing is, I don't know. Is she going to press charges all the way through? I think that's another, that I think in all these domestic violence cases, that seems to be, you know, one of the questions that always gets asked. We're not in that relationship either. That's the other problem. So like, I don't know. We don't know what that relationship is or what it was, or other than they know each other and that they had been traveling together, right? And that there had been talk about they dated.
They were boyfriend, girlfriend. They broke up. They got back together last month.
There you have it. Let's take some phone calls on this, too. Colton is in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Colton. How are you?
Doing good, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
My piece on the Judkins thing, it's whether he's innocent or guilty, he's going to have some sort of punishment from the league and from the authorities. So let that all play its course, and whether or not he gets suspended or not, time will tell, but we just got to focus on what the rest of the team needs. It's going to hurt the team whether or not something happens. but we need to move forward from it. And I'm excited for the Browns season this year. Also excited for the rest of the Guardian season this year. And I'm excited for a great season this year. Also, today's my birthday, so I was hoping to get on the air. So thanks, you guys, for taking my call. Also, one last thing. I love listening to you guys talk baseball, and I feel like Bruce Schrenn would be a great addition as a guest on your guys' show sometime. And I would love to hear all.
All right, Colton, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. Happy birthday to you. I hope you have a great birthday. And he also thinks the Cavs are going to be good, too.
I'm sure. Probably a big on Ohio State. Maybe St. Ignatius. Maybe. You never know.
David is in Hudson. Hi, David.
Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good to talk with you.
And you?
I am just sick. I own my own business. I will not even touch somebody that does that to somebody else. I am through with even hearing about this. The Browns are bad enough as it is, and now this, all we need to do is just let him know. I don't understand why the NFL or the Browns don't have a systematic system tells every player what the punishment is if you do this thing. All right. And then go from there. And quite frankly, him, he needs to be gone off the team. I love the guy. I was excited, but now I'm like really disappointed. We just need to get rid of these people that are bad apples. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. I'll also remind you again, you only have one side of the story. I'm not saying it's true or it's false. I'm just saying this is the side of the story that we have. And sometimes things go different ways and you just don't know. And as Jeff has said, and I'll say 1,000 times over, and as we've gone through the media before, it's like, I let's wait for all the facts to come out. The only thing I know that's a fact is that the NFL hates this stuff and that they don't care if you're guilty or innocent. In fact, I talked about that.
If they really didn't care, Andy, they'd suspend guys for life. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's the one thing to remember here. The charge is a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the charge. It's not a felony. But that doesn't mean that the NFL shouldn't drop the hammer. They shouldn't have this in their league. But we shouldn't have it in our society, and we do.
So I mean, it's
bigger picture than just the NFL.
And the other part of this, too, is, and you can read this, it's right off of the NFL.com page. It's the football operations page where you go, and they talk about the 15 mandatory topics that are presented by the league, by the people who are rookies, let me read this right. There are 15 mandatory topics that are presented by the league and by the people who rookies will interact with on a daily basis. Its peer-to-peer format creates a collaborative environment for clear and consistent communication. I think it might have been easier when they did this all in person, face-to-face, but then they changed that rule and then they went to the individual teams. And so they've got to watch a video to the NFL and their league policies. There's no question about it. If you want to play in the league, you got to watch that video. Player benefits, player resources, all those things that you would probably go through during HR when you're kind of filling out things, and maybe if you're lucky enough to have a 401k that you can fill out that stuff, and Social Security and all that stuff. So, and they also talk about player expectations, including the importance of sportsmanship, respect in the workplace, media responsibilities, and how to work with their club's public relations staff. It is all laid out for anyone that plays in the NFL. And then they get to this one. Social responsibility for players, which covers the league's policies and the ramifications of issues like driving under the influence or committing acts of domestic violence or sexual assault. It is right there. The league has it in their face the second they become a member of an NFL franchise. They talk about other things like the introduction of the culture, values, history of the league and the players' club. And then they talk about rule changes from the college to the pros. But there are 15 mandatory topics that every player that enters the NFL, now that's whether you're a rookie or a free agent or, maybe you played in a different league and now you're coming into the NFL. And the NFL and the NFLPA are trying to get through to these guys. And if you look at the number of cases since Ray Rice, I think they have. But now we're in the middle of a circus here in Cleveland, because we have a player that's now accused of domestic violence. Misdemeanor, felony, doesn't matter. They're accused. And it's the image that you put around the shield. But I think you made a good point, Jeff, that, if they really, really cared about this stuff, that players would be suspended for life. Is that what you, I don't want to put the words in your mouth.
Well, if they really did, on the other hand, Andy, I don't mean to downplay this because it doesn't deserve to be downplayed, but the crime is a misdemeanor and not a felony. Does that deserve a lifetime suspension? I don't know. You know, that might be something that the NFL has to take on. Do they think they should drop the hammer more than society drops the hammer on this? Because society has deemed this a misdemeanor.
Is society paying this player to represent their league? I think maybe that's where
there's a different. Why maybe the NFL needs to take a harder look at it.
You could make the argument society does by putting money back into football by buying tickets and buying jerseys and buying beer and buying all those things that are affiliated with it.
Meaning what? Support the NFL and not? Well, society doesn't think it's a felony. You know, that's what the laws are.
There.
And it's under
Florida law. Well, it could be different in other places.
And it's not even, you know, it's domestic violence, yes. Hitting a woman, yes. Hitting a man, too. You know, we shouldn't be going around beating on people in our society. I know that sounds really stupid and basic, but it happens every day.
Every
municipality.
I mean, there is a reminder that I think sometimes gets lost in some of these stories, and maybe you can do something for the greater good here, is that, you know, most males that are victims of domestic violence don't report it. And, you know, it's another topic for another day, but it's also maybe sometimes, you know, when you start talking about things and you have the hard conversations, you start to realize that it's not just, it's a little bit more than just one gender base, if that makes sense. Ryan is in Geneva. Hi, Ryan.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Before I get into my stick here about the Browns and Ohio State, I want to give you praise for at least acknowledging that at this point right now, it is an accusation. And although it doesn't look good, there is a such thing as due process. And there are people sometimes in life that are falsely accused, whether they're football players or just regular, ordinary people.
Agreed.
Doesn't look good. Doesn't look good, though. But this is the ironic part to me. For all those years, and I guess it wasn't necessarily with this crew, with Barry and all that, but it seemed like the Browns avoided Ohio State players like the plague. Remember, people would call up and complain about it because, you know, you tend to be if you're a Browns fan, you tend to be an Ohio State fan around this area. And it just seemed like they never drafted, you know, Ohio State players, and yet we saw the Steelers continually hit on them. Well, now that they're finally drafting these players, I mean, last 2 years in a row, Hall with the DUI, now this with Judkins, it just seems like, I don't know, it's just funny that all that time they avoided it, and now they just can't seem to stop drafting guys that don't get arrested and suspended.
Well, if you're not going to draft them, then they're not going to get in any trouble. That's the other part, too. So you can look at it that way, too, right. If you look at the odds, right?
Yeah, it really just goes to show it's so frustrating for the fans that this organization has really become such a laughing stock and such a failure, and we're a joke. We're a joke. Sorry,
Ryan. Thank you. I will say this too, just in the domestic violence thing is not just limited to the Browns.
Absolutely not.
Just Google, you know, the Browns. They're
unfortunately, it's not limited to any team or anybody.
Yeah. Mary Kay Cabot will help us sort through some of this stuff next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.